Well, Purple Army, it's an absolute delight to finally be, after all the FaceTime calls and texts and the Zoom calls, Jason Morgan is at the Brayhead Arena, Murph alongside. And let's just first of all say about the excitement about being in this building. We walked around today, looked at the dressing room, and just the excitement of your first visit to the arena.
Yeah, I think you can really see the sense of enthusiasm that the Purple Army provides. I think just standing out there at center ice and seeing the stands, how they go up, and from what I've heard, it feels like they're right on top of you, and you really get a sense of that. And just touring the dressing room for the first time, my office, happy to be here.
A lot of excitement this morning. I came over early from Dublin, and I was just thinking, like, this is the start of something special, and we've talked about some plans, but you and I, we started this process way back at interview stage, and let's just talk about that a little bit for the Purple Army again. A lot happens when an ownership change happens, and a lot happens when there's recruitment and a coaching staff. Assistant Coach Batta is arriving today as well, so there's a lot going on. But just talk about the process from our first interview up until the signing of, say, Mike Pelech.
Yeah, definitely a busy offseason, you know, with the new ownership group taking over and, you know, you coming on board and providing a lot of help and knowledge about the league and just reaching out to a lot of players on the owner's behalf. That was a big help for me. And I think the recruiting process went very well. And I think we got a great mix, a great balance throughout the lineup, a lot of depth at each position. You know, I think we're well balanced with skill, toughness, grit, character. So that was big on the priority list, and I think, you know, along with quality goaltending and, you know, lucking out, finding a real, you know, experienced assistant coach in Bats, going to provide a lot of help for him.
And now is the really fun part, because the players, like you said, you're here. Coach Batta is arriving this afternoon as we speak. Players are going to start to arrive. You're going to have player meetings. You're going to get the office sorted the way you want. The dressing room is undergoing a refurb in the next few days and be ready for night one. There's a lot of different things going around the building, and it just feels like it's almost like Christmas Eve to some degrees, and it's that little lull before the big day.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, a lot of talks, you know, prior to me arriving, but then, you know, talking with the different people responsible for making the decisions to refurbish, remodel the dressing room. A lot of great ideas, and you can start to envision how it's gonna look for you know, opening day. And hopefully when the players all arrive, it's all completed. And like I said, just, you know, seeing my office, my new workplace, and Bats coming in today. I don't think I'll make him come to the rink today, but look forward to sitting down with him and just kind of going over my vision, my philosophy as a coach, and definitely excited for the players' arrivals in town and sitting down with each of them.
Poor assistant coach Batta's coming all the way from the left coast, as we say in Canada. He's coming all the way from British Columbia, so that's very good of you to not make him come into the rink after about 20 hours of traveling. Let's just talk a little bit about sort of the intangibles. You talk about the balance, the grit, and all that, but guys like Charlie Combs, he knows the league, and we know what he did his first go around here. Then you've got sort of the new guy like Pelech, but Pelech could talk to his brother, who was the captain of the Belfast Giants. So there's a nice mix there of guys that know the league and have proven themselves before, and a nice mix of guys that are coming in here excited to prove themselves.
And definitely, I think, you know, with the new transition, the new vision of the organization, I think it was important to add that experience, and guys that know the league also be valuable to me. And just creating that leadership group, that's a key, you know, key piece to winning championships. So, like I said, I can't wait to get everyone together and to get started and start to, you know, implement my philosophy onto the team and just to see how we do.
And also, it's going to be pretty cool to start off with games against Cardiff and Belfast. You and I spoke about it. Exhibition games should be against teams that you want to go after. Belfast won the treble last year. We know how many playoff titles and cup and league titles Cardiff have won over the last five seasons. So we're going into battle right away with some of the top sort of benchmarks.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a good gauge for me, you know, being new to the league, just to see what, you know, see what we're up against. And I think we've built a real strong roster. So just to, you know, why not challenge the best right off the hop? And it'll be a good gauge to see where we're at and, you know, come starting opening day.
Lots to be excited about, Purple Army. And I guess the highlight for me was lunch today. How about you?
Yeah, great lunch. And the fact that I didn't have to pay was even better.
We won't tell you what really happened at lunch today. You'll have to stay tuned for a future clan chat. But
as long as no one was taking a video, we're good.
Well, in the day of camera phones, I hope no one caught the clip. But anyway, it's a real pleasure to have on the ground here now head coach Jason Morgan. The Purple Army should be excited. We're excited here at Clan Tower. So until next time on Clan Chat, this is Murph. Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Bye for now.